WKHM Business Class Podcast, Episode 10, with Ted Kristoff of Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering. Brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, working towards connecting clients with the future they envision. Contact Casey Sykes or Amanda Kassler at 517-768-7722. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley is located at 3101 Spring Arbor Road in Jackson, Michigan. And now, WKHM's Business Class.
Ted Kristoff, Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering. So 40 years... Take us back 40 years.
So June 1979, my mom and dad decided to open up a carpet store. My dad had a pizza store, just like the rest of our family had always had one. It was Itzo's Pizza on West Avenue, and which is currently the, I think, the Little Caesars office there. But he quit doing pizzas and restaurant conies and had started sanding floors with a friend and liked it. Figured out, you know, you could work 9 to 5 instead of 3 in the morning. And so, and then you go to bed and get up at 4 to get started for the next day.
Sure.
So then he went on to school and learned floor covering installation, started working at other stores as an installer, and then ended up opening his own store with my mom. You know, then in about 84, that was on Ganson Street, a little clean carpet, a dry cleaning place behind Todorov's is what he rented. Then he moved to Michigan Avenue in 84. And then my brother, after graduation from high school, decided he wanted to go into the business. Of course, we had grown up in the business, but he really wanted that as his trade.
You were over by...
Niblo's, over near Niblo's. Yeah,
Shamrock, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, but yeah, or Shamrock. Yeah, we're closer to Niblo's. But yeah, yeah, been there, was there in, from 84 to 96. But Tom, in about 87, decided to start buying the business from our parents. And then my dad died in 1992. I was in college, and Tom was buying the business on, you know, land contract or whatever. So we figured, well, it's an easy way to settle the estate, because it was him and I had to settle the estate, and it was easier for me to just become a partner than it is to try and settle it. I needed a job. I graduated with a business degree from Fair State University, and so we started. And it was an interesting challenge, because there wasn't a lot there, and we lost our mentor. So we just kind of figured, well, you know, with God's grace, we're going to move forward. And you know, learning, one thing we knew is we knew how to learn. We didn't know everything, but we knew how to ask good questions. We went to seminars, read books, asked every vendor every question we could, stole every idea we could from our competition. So we call that research, right? If somebody's doing something good, why not follow them?
Absolutely.
And then make it better.
So learning by the seat of your pants.
Absolutely. So two young kids just decided, okay, if we're going to make it, we've got to grow. So it was a tiny little 1,200 square foot building. We had one employee. My mom, we had bought my mother out at that time as well. So it was just Tom and I. We built our current building that we're in now on Elm Street in 1996. So it wasn't just a few years later, we got a bank loan and made a leap of faith. And that was, it seems like everything we do is just a leap of faith, because we don't have the years and years and years of experience to know that this is right. But again, we get good counsel. And again, with God's grace, we built that building, and it was a game changer for us. It really put us into a new market. So we knew we had to sharpen up our skills and increase our productivity and our product offerings. And
showroom.
Yeah, it was a nice showroom. Of course, we outgrew it, and we put an addition on it, and then we put another addition on it, and then we bought a warehouse, because we just kept growing. And we've added products. You know, we were just basically a replacement of carpet and vinyl store. Tom did no ceramics, so we added more ceramic tile, and laminates came on board, and hardwoods, and then we started adding window treatments and area rugs and countertops, and as you know, we went into carpet cleaning and hardwood refinishing, and every market that we've went into, we thought, let's get the information from the manufacturers, get the best that there is, so we have the best hardwood refinishing there is, the best carpet cleaning systems there are, and the best window treatments in the business, which are, you know, those are kind of businesses all on their own. There's stores out there that just do that, and now it's under our umbrella.
You're listening to WKHM's Business Class Podcast, brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Call 768-7722 today to get connected to the future you envision.
Well, we've grown and just kept growing, and we just think that our employees certainly have added to all of our growth. And we just got a fantastic team, and our customers have always helped us, guide us where we needed to be. And so now we're growing again. We knew that we had to move because, like my wife, she's basically operating in a 4x8 closet. It was literally a storage closet with shelving, and we just moved the shelves out, put a desk in there. Most every office is occupied by two people. Can't put any more people in the building, and we need to grow. So the toy house came for sale. We bought the toy house. That's been a two-year process of figuring out how we're going to renovate it, who's going to renovate it. As you know, all of the general contractors in Jackson are my friends and customers, working with them through the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association. So we put it out for bid, and we got great responses from all of the general contractors, and they were all gracious in understanding that I had to pick one, and one came to mind, or was the successful bidder, and that was Collins Design and Build. So we're really excited that we're going to start that construction here in June or July. We should be able to be done with that in the fall, October, and we're going to have the greatest grand opening down there at the Toy House this fall.
So the plans, Tom, are rolled out?
Yeah, so that's what we've been working on with Don Roberts from Roberts Associates. Has helped us. He's our architect, helped us design this building, the renovation of it, and what the outside and the inside and the parking lots are going to look like. There's going to be a lot of neat features that I think people are going to be excited. I know I'm excited about floor covering. I think lots of people are, but you're going to be excited just to come down. There's going to be solar panels that are going to power about half of the building. The rest of it, we're going to be working with Consumers Energy and using their solar garden out of West Michigan to power the rest of it. We're going to have electrical vehicle charging stations. The parking lot's going to be completely tore up and all brand new. That make the city happy as well as our customers.
Yeah.
Nice, brightly lit. And on the inside, we're going to have lots of displays and vignettes, which would be like a mock bathroom, mock kitchen, so that you can see what every size tile would look like, every shape, what niches would look like, what Berber carpets or patterned carpets or this hardwood or that hardwood. We've made lists of every possible maybe not every possible, but most of the general differences between flooring, and we're going to display it and show it so you can see them. We know people need to see it. They want to see it. They want to touch it. They want to feel it. If we can show it, they'll buy it. And in addition to that, the building is going to have a much better warehouse for us on our side in a community room. So with the community room, we're really excited about. It is going to be an area of the building that is going to be basically a meeting room, have a kitchen, full kitchen, conference table, televisions with all the audio, visual, Wi-Fi, a restroom in there, dedicated to with an outdoor entrance so that we can allow the community to use it to host business events or business meetings and use the event. Doesn't have to be tied into floor covering. Of course, we know that we'd love you to come in while sure. You're there, but it could be after hours. We could keypad it or whatever, get you access to it.
That's something different.
Hey. It is. Well, we want to give back to the community. We know it's a twofold. Everything we do, we want it to be a win-win. If we can get you in the store, that's a win for us. And if we can give you something of value, that's a win for you. But the store itself is going to be brightly lit, all LED lighting, good aisles, and certainly, I think, which is our secret sauce, is our professionally trained staff. We have talked about it many, many times that a good deal, here's my phrase, a good deal on an ugly couch is an ugly couch, because a good deal on the wrong floor is just a waste of money. So you really want to consult a professional when you're buying a floor, because floors are not cheap and they last for a long time. So you want the right one. We are trained to ask the right questions. What does your family consist of? How long do you want the floor to last? What is it that you want the look to look like? How do you clean this? Who's going to use it? And so after a series of questions, we can figure out which floor it is and then find the best deal on that floor for you. And it's so much different than just walking through the aisles of a box store or looking online going, oh, that looks good, and then you buy it. You can make anything look good. And of course, aesthetics is very important, but we also want to dig deeper. So our sales staff, which has just been fantastic, is really needs to have a place to operate. So we're just going to have a much bigger area. A lot of our in-stock specials right now in the world of floor covering, if you can buy inventory, you can drive the price down. So we like having inventory. Of course, a lot of our customers want to walk in and buy something custom. I want just that one floor for me. But we tend to buy what is on trend and on the mark for design and the higher end goods and medium end goods. So just because it's in stock doesn't mean that it's cheap or it's remnants or discount. It means that we got a good deal on the best. And so that drive helps us have sales. So we always have sales of in-stock materials driving that price down, but we'll have seasonal sales as well.
You're listening to the WKHM Business Class Podcast with Ted Kristoff of Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering, brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
How important is that location for you, Tom?
As you know,
of downtown.
Yeah, it's the heart of downtown. We've been in the city since 1979, yeah. We've been in the city. But the downtown has gone through its transformation. Some people loved it. Some people ignored it. But right now, you cannot not help that there is energy going on downtown. And there is so many new developments and new projects going on. I am part of the Downtown Development Authority. And, of course, I'm on the Chamber of Commerce and the commercial contractors. So it kind of helps you get in the know. I know what's happening downtown, and there's a lot coming. We knew that we wanted to be a part of that. We didn't know where, and so when this opportunity came up, we wanted to be right downtown. Of course, it helps a lot that when we say it's in the old Toy House building, everybody knows exactly where that is.
Sure.
I do appreciate when you play our commercials, you say located on Elm Street right now, just past the hospital. Lots of people don't know where that is, even though it's a one block or one building away from Michigan Avenue. Sometimes you can be out of sight and out of mind, but we want to be a part of that energy that's going on downtown. Our employees, they are so excited that they can just walk for lunch downtown, or after work, they could just keep parked in our parking lot and walk to the festivities. There's such a great summertime opportunities that go on downtown. And it's beautiful. I mean, if you've ever went to dinner on any, whether it's summer or winter, if you just go downtown at night with the trees that are lit, it's beautiful. Yes, it's there's more to come, and we hopefully can be a part of that.
I want you to talk about your partner, your brother.
My brother.
Tom, I met him before I ever met you.
That's right.
I know you guys, it's ham and eggs, isn't it?
It really is. So I think one of the things that make good partnerships are some of the things that make partnerships struggle. And unfortunately, or fortunately for Tom and I, we have the best of both worlds. We are yin and yang and ham and eggs. We are opposites to the core. And that's what works. He always had a mechanical mind, and he finds satisfaction in construction and in installation. And while I know installation, I'm no installation professional, and he knows sales, but he's no sales professional. That's stuff he doesn't really like to do, being on the radio like this,
yeah.
Or doing marketing and sales. And that's what I was trained to do. So I do the business end, and he does the installation end. And so from that, we've grown as a team. So he's in charge of all of the carpet cleaning and all the flooring installations and the warehousing and everything that goes on after the sale. And I'm in charge of everything that happens before the sale and up to the sale. And it just works out well. Of course, you know, he's been my brother for my whole life. And
yeah.
And we're only a year and 3 months apart. So we have shared just about everything. You know, we were growing up. My mom always dressed us as though we were twins. People would say, oh, those are cute twins. And we're not twins, you know. And he wears glasses and I don't. There's always these opposites. And we've fought many times. But the thing is about my brother and I is we absolutely know how to reconcile. and bring it back together, because we always have one purpose in mind, especially...
That's critical, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And that's one of the things that we shared, is that my dad's vision for our business when he built it was Kristoff and Sons. Even though we were young kids, I don't know how he thought we would be interested in owning this business, because we were not interested in owning that business. But that was his vision. And he always told us that, you know, protect and honor your name, because that's all that you have. Money can come and money can go, but your name and your legacy is the most important. So every day, every decision that we make with my brother and I, it's about honoring our family name, because it's not just our name. It's not Tom and Ted. It's our father. It's our uncles. It's our grandfathers, our aunts, and now our nephews and kids as well. And so we always honor that name. So everything you do, you need to be honest. You need to be true, and you need to work hard. Dad always said, people work hard for their money, and they want to see you working hard for your for that for. They want to see you working hard too. So we work really hard. We share a very strong work ethic.
Thank you for listening to the WKHM Business Class Podcast, brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
We're not slackers. We never have been. And so when challenges and troubles come by, we know how to just sit back and say, okay, God's in control. We do share a faith. It's probably the other glue. It is the other glue that mm-hmm. we share, is that when it all comes down in the end, we know that we share a faith in God, and that God's in control of our business and our lives, and there's really no reason to worry. And, you know, ultimately, he's going to always be my brother. So we always love each other, and we always make up, but that doesn't mean we always get along.
Ted, thanks for coming out, and thanks for all you do in the community.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank
Ted
you very
Kristoff,
much.
Ted Kristoff, Kristoff and Sons Floor Covering.